Item on the agenda is change of zone number 2061 Sandy LLC.
And before we proceed on that, as you know, I recuse myself on this one, so Mr. Sharp's going to come.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Robertson.
And I will also note that while I did miss last week or the last meeting, I did listen in on the discussion, and so I'm prepared to make a motion on this once council's seated.
You want to state that for all of the?
Yes, I'll state it for the record. I listened in on all the hearings from the last meeting, and so I'm prepared to vote on all those.
All right, thank you, Mr. Collins.
Thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, one question did come up. I know, and this came up in my head after the meeting. I know Mr. Collins was not at the last meeting, but at the initial one, Mr. Collins, you brought up some questions about when you were looking at some properties in that area.
Yes.
You don't have any personal conflict or anything that would prohibit you from looking at this without bias or any sort of?
No, I have no bias in favor or opposition to the applicant or anybody involved in the matter.
Okay. So you're prepared to go ahead and?
I am prepared.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2061 for Sandy LLC for change in zone from MRRPC to MRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks a change in zone from MRRPC, medium density residential, to MRRPC to allow for a recreation area improved with the existing recreational facilities and amenities for public access, as well as to construct additional recreational facilities in the recreation area. Two, this site consists of 4.29 acres, more or less, and is situated to the south side of Plantations Boulevard, approximately 0.46 miles north of Cedar Grove Road. The 911 address for the property are 18462, 18464, and 18466, Plantation Boulevard, Lewis. Three, the property falls within the Plantations Residential Plan community established through a change of zone number 673. This application seeks to amend the conditions of approval for change of zone 673. Four, this property is located or situated in the coastal area under the 2018 comprehensive plan. MRRPC zoning is appropriate for this area according to the plan. Five, the Plantations RPC, which includes the property, is governed by a declaration which was recorded at the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds office and provides that owners within the plantations have a right to use the recreational property subject to payment of fees for said use. Additionally, the declaration provides that the owner of the recreational property can allow persons other than lot owners within the plantations to use the recreational property and that the owner of the recreational property can establish commercial uses on that property and to construct structures to house such uses. Because this declaration is of record, owners within the plantations knew or should have known of this restriction. Six, for many years, the recreational property has been used for tennis court facility, clubhouse and pool, and more recently, pickleball courts. The evidence establishes that those facilities were open to and used by owners in the plantations and the general public, and the recreational property was used for a variety of purposes in addition to tennis, pickleball, and swimming, such as dance and exercise classes, meeting space, and a gym. In 2024, the clubhouse burned down and the pool was removed in 2009. The applicant now seeks to construct a new facility to house indoor pickleball, a new swimming pool, and additional parking facilities. An existing indoor facility and tennis courts will remain. Seven, the proposal includes construction of a 9,984 square foot, more or less, building to serve indoor, not outdoor, racket courts and amenities. The proposed pool and pool deck consists of approximately 4,162 square feet. These recreational areas are similar in size to the prior clubhouse and pool. Eight, the proposed commercial use comply with section 115-119 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Nine, the evidence demonstrates that the new indoor facility and proposed pool is intended to be used by owners in plantations and the general public. The applicant expects that the pool will be mainly used by owners of plantations and their guests and tenants. 10, central water and sewer are available to the site. 11, DelDOT has determined that the new facility and pool as compared to other prior clubhouse and pool use would have a diminutive impact on local roadways. 12, surface and groundwater pollution will be mitigated in accordance with the regulations of DNRAC and the Sussex Conservation District. 13, there are no known wetlands on the site. 14, there are no known natural or historical features on the property. 15, no impact on the Cape Henlopen School District expected. 16, this approval is subject to the following conditions which rationally relate to addressing the health, safety, prosperity, and general welfare of the public. A, the use shall consist of tennis, pickleball, and outdoor swimming pool recreational facilities and amenities for public access, including provision for community engagement and events for tennis, pickleball, and outdoor swimming pool related activities. The hours of operation shall be 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday, and the hours when tennis, pickleball, and outdoor swimming pool related activities may occur shall be 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. B, all pickleball courts, play, and events shall be indoors. C, the swimming pool shall have a water surface area of no less than 3,500 square feet and a length of at least 25 meters. Construction of the swimming pool and pool deck area shall be completed within 12 months of the final site plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. D, as proffered by the applicant, after completing construction of the new facilities, including the pickleball center, swimming pool, and parking areas, and within 6 months thereof, Plantations Boulevard shall be milled and overlaid with new asphalt from the entrance on Plantation Road through the circle and to the entrance and exit from the applicant's property. The party's existing cross-access easement and maintenance agreement shall be updated to reflect this permitted use. E, a security system that meets industry standards shall be installed. The security lighting, if any, shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties. F, parking shall be in compliance with Sussex County standards. The final site plan shall indicate the one-way flow of traffic to and from the circle at the end of Plantations Boulevard, along with all parking and drive aisles. Furthermore, a one-way traffic pattern shall be maintained for the entrance and exit from the circle at the end of Plantations Boulevard into the recreational facilities and designated lanes into the parking lot to minimize congestion and streamline ingress and egress to and from the property. G, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan consistent with the existing plantings in the adjacent plantations residential community that incorporates plantings to demarcate the property from the plantations property. Incorporates plantings from the parking areas to minimize headlight pollution for nearby residents. Includes a continuous buffer combined of evergreens no taller than 6 feet and fencing along the property line adjacent to the residential area along the northern boundary of the property, beginning at the entrance road into the parking area and ending at the rear of the parking area adjacent to the northern boundary of the property. Incorporates plantings along the buildings and in parking areas and identifies limits of disturbance. H, the final site plan shall include a signage plan that clearly designates where parking is allowed and where parking is prohibited for prohibited parking areas. Appropriate warnings shall be posted indicating that vehicles parked in unauthorized areas will be towed. Furthermore, the applicant will display a map on the website of the operator of the facility outlining designated and prohibited parking areas, along with a notice stating that any vehicles parked in violation of these parking regulations will be towed at the owner's expense. I, there shall be 5 designated parking spaces located near the pool, which are reserved for users of the swimming pool. J, there shall be no outside loudspeakers. K, as proffered by the applicant, the number of tournaments related to pickleball, tennis, and swimming on the site shall be limited to 15 tournaments per year with no more than 3 days per tournament. There shall be no more than 1 tournament per month during the months of June, July, and August. L, the final site plan shall include signage plan that clearly designates the one-way access for ingress and egress for the circle at the end of Plantations Boulevard. M, a speed bump or speed hump shall be installed at the midpoint of the first drive aisle in the parking lot adjacent to the northern boundary of the plantations. N, any trash receptacles or dumpsters associated with the use shall be shown on the final site plan and screened from adjacent property lines. O, the proposed facility shall be designed with earth tone colors consistent with the color palette in the adjacent plantations residential community. P, any necessary stormwater construction facilities and all erosion and sedimentation control features shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and Sussex Conservation District requirements. Required facilities shall be designed and operated using best management practices. Q, the use shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements regarding entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. R, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. asks a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions shall be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And T, the final site plan is subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I do hope with all of this that it's clear what the uses are for that property for everybody involved.
Second.
Okay. A motion's been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 2061 for Sandy LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reason condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for the reason condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And I would like to say that I completely agree with the comments that you made regarding the conditions. I hope that the property owners will have a better sense of knowledge, knowing what is expected by the owner, and likewise. The chair votes yes. The motion carries 5-0.